Rockies 102.9, The Hog presents another Bob and Brian podcast.
This Bob and Brian On Demand is brought to you by Mountain Dew. Mountain Dew exhilarates and quenches with its one-of-a-kind great taste. Mountain Dew, this is how we do.
Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to the program. Our music guy, Gary Graff. Good morning, Gary. How are you?
All right. How are you today?
Great.
We're great. We're out on the road. We're in Whitewater. We're at Generac, where they can't tell us how many generators they make.
That's a top secret. That's a company secret, Gary.
Yeah. But I've got one right here at my house. So.
You are a Generac.
I'm a Generac. I've been a Generac guy since 2009.
How big is yours? Generator.
That's a personal question.
Let's just get on with
I want to know, is it a 15 kW, 22?
I believe mine is what they call an 8-cycle.
Okay. I don't even know what that is. An 8-cycle.
Don't ask me what it means.
We'd have to ask somebody.
It means when the lights go out, my lights go on.
And you're very happy with the product.
I'm very, right. Extremely, yes.
Nice. Very good. Nice. Good endorsement, Gary. Very good.
There you go.
Maybe we can get you a set of decals for that thing or something.
I'll take a free oil change. How's that?
Really? A tune-up kit?
Oh, yeah.
All right. We'll see. We'll mention it and see what they say. Now, the reason we have Gary on Thursday is because Gary has a very busy Friday coming up tomorrow.
Yeah, we have the Aretha Franklin funeral is tomorrow. It's been all Aretha all the time this week here in Detroit. Visitation started on Tuesday at the Charles H. Wright African American History Museum, and that's been very well attended. A party outside, very solemn inside the rotunda. You know, all of this leading up to the funeral tomorrow, which starts early and ends. I don't know. I'm thinking halfway through the NFL season is probably a pretty good bet. I mean, you know, at this point, there's a lineup of speakers and performers that, as much as I've seen a schedule for it, you just know that they're not going to keep to that. And we are, you know, once these people get rolling, they're going to have a lot to say, and they're going to say it for as long as they want to.
Yeah, because it's their moment to really get it all out.
And it's for Aretha, and it's just what it is, and it's the nature of this thing. So, yeah, our segment next Friday may well be from outside the church where I still am.
Yeah, it's like, okay.
But it'll be a big to-do. You have Bill Clinton there to speak, LeBron James, Oprah. The performers are including Stevie Wonder, Ariana Grande, Chaka Khan, Faith Hill, Jennifer Hudson, Shirley Caesar.
They're all going to speak?
Some of them are going to sing.
Oh, boy.
You have a number of pastors, which is one of the reasons I'm a little bit skeptical about the supposed 3:00 end time, as well as politicians, you know, civic figures, celebrities. It's going to be a production fitting of a queen, wow. Or at least a queen of soul.
Wow.
And I just hope we get done so there's still daylight for them to inter her at the cemetery.
Is Madonna going to speak at the...
I doubt it. She's not on the list that I've seen, but and I have a feeling she won't.
You've talked about the people who are going to speak, people who are going to perform, but, you know, who else is just going to be there to pay their respects sitting there, like, you know, other people, like normal human beings like us?
There aren't going to be that many of the... I mean, there will be people who, yes, they are normal human beings, but they will have been invited. The funeral itself, even though it's a church that seats 4,000, is a family and friends affair, an invited guest. So it is going to be, by the way, if you're not on that list, it's going to be live-streamed virtually everywhere and broadcast. I know the television stations here in Detroit are going to go stem to stern with it. CNN, Fox, you know, I'm sure all the other news outlets have said they plan on regular and extended break-ins. So you'll certainly be able to experience the funeral, even if you're not sitting there.
There are plenty of charity concerts, like, let's say, Farm Aid, who would love to have that lineup show up and play, you know, for their cause. And this is Aretha's funeral. I mean, it's an A-lister. It's star-studded.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, and I don't think you could take anyone to task for not, you know, for not playing a charity gig but showing up for a funeral like this. I mean, this is, you know, if anything, it's a private matter. And, yeah, and I think it's, I really can't take anybody to task on that kind of account. But, you know, she was the queen of soul.
So do you have any idea? You're going to the funeral. Do you have press credentials, or what do you have?
I'm actually an invited guest.
You're actually an invited guest. Okay, is that from Aretha's family?
That's from her people.
Do you have an assigned row, or?
I don't know. You know, we're going to find out more when we get there. As you can imagine, everything this week has been a little bit improvised. There's an all-star concert taking place tonight that has had all sorts of issues, and we really don't know what it's going to look like. And I've talked to some of the musicians who are part of it, and they're kind of like, you know, well, Aretha kind of went off the cuff on stage, so will we, and we'll figure it out when we're there.
So, tribute to her, huh?
Okay. Yeah, I have asked to be seated next to Stevie. We'll see how that goes.
So you're not going to write just one story on this.
There will be several.
Several stories. So do you have an idea going into this what you're thinking about
you do, because, you know, at the heart of it, it's basic news coverage. So, you know, the queen, you know, Aretha Franklin was treated like the queen she was during a, you know, 120-hour funeral service Friday, yada, yada, yada. I think we'll also do some. So I'll also write some sort of musical roundup, because it's a funeral. You don't want to say ranking the performances, but some roundup about what, you know, who did what at the ceremony. And we'll see. I'm not sure who we're going to get a chance to actually talk to, what kind of reaction and quotes we'll get.
Yeah.
So, you know, you play these things off the cuff. I don't know what tonight's going to be like. When I went to the Visitation Tuesday, I wasn't entirely sure what that was going to be like either.
What was it like?
You know what? Like I say, it was festive outside, inside the rotunda. You know, it was somber because there she was in her gold-plated casket. Aretha has, by the way, been wearing different outfits each day. Tuesday, she was there in a red dress. Yesterday was a powder blue dress. Gold is today's color. And Friday, she's going to be wearing some sort of appropriate gown.
This is showbiz, baby, right to the end. Come on.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Tacky.
Really? You think it's tacky for a wardrobe change, even though you're deceased?
You know, it's fitting of the person. Let's put it that way.
All right. What else is going on? Neil Young and Daryl Hannah.
Yeah, Neil Young and Daryl Hannah may or may not be married. The word going around is that they married over the weekend in California with some close friends. In attendance, one of Neil's guitar players, Mark Miller, congratulated them on Facebook. Daryl herself posted something talking about love and only love, and how the elements are with it. So they have not come out and actually confirmed that they got married. But, you know, all signs are pointing in that direction.
All right. Kelly Clarkson being, campaigned for to sing at the Super Bowl?
Yeah, maybe. Some fans have started a petition drive to get Kelly to be the singer at the next Super Bowl, you know, in the beginning of February, next year. And she just sang at the U.S. Open, and now they want her to be the Super Bowl halftime performer. Atlanta, the beginning of February. So we'll see. It's a little early. We usually hear about who it is in October.
Yeah, doesn't it usually go to somebody who's got a tour coming up?
Something to promote, or I don't know. You know, they have their own weird science about how it's supposed to work.
All right.
Because this is going to sound disrespectful, I have to start out by saying no disrespect to Ms. Clarkson, but she does not seem like a Super Bowl halftime act. She seems like
Taco Bell material.
Maybe you get her in the parking lot on your way into the Super Bowl or a night before concert. But
outside a bounce house?
Am I wrong, Gary?
No, I think 12 to 15 years ago, she could have been a real consideration because she was just popping out the hits. But you know what? She is still popping out the hits. She straddles that weird line now between being heritage and being a pop star, a contemporary pop star. So, I don't know. It doesn't feel like there's enough weight there. You know, she's not a Justin Timberlake. She's not a Lady Gaga, nor is she an Aerosmith, Tom Petty, Bruce Springsteen, The Who. I've always felt Elton John is the one they've missed. you know.
Well, there's Elton John news too, because Elton, what, there's pushback.
Got a movie coming out.
Yeah, and he's happy or unhappy with it?
Yeah, that's it. You know, it's. I think they do it just as they have to do it.
But the Elton John biopic, he's happy with it or
Yeah, he's authorized this. They are pushing it back 2 weeks in May, by the way. It was going to open on the 17th, and now it's going to open on May 31st. But yeah, no, he's checked off on this. This is authorized, and you know, so it'll be fun. I don't know if it'll be as much fun as The Kingsman 2 that he was in, but you know, that, between that and the Queen movie coming out this fall, you know, we're going to be awash in biopics. And you know, since we've been talking about Aretha Franklin, that's still, her biopic is still on the boards too, and it is moving ahead with Jennifer Hudson starring in it.
Okay. The Spice Girls?
Yeah, Mel, we're back to them. Mel B has entered rehab. You know, she's been the one driving all the rumors, all the reports, all the discussion about the reunion tour and what else they're going to do. Now she's checking herself into rehab to cope with alcohol and sex addiction, which she says is all part of PTSD, stemming back to a bad marriage and her recent divorce. In her statement, she said that as she's been preparing to do her tell-all book, which is apparently going to create a real bit of PTSD between her and the other Spice Girls, you know, just unearthed all these feelings and everything, and now she has to go deal with them.
All right,
and finally, let's talk about Michael Jackson.
Yeah, I mean, this came up this week. There were a fan sued the estate and Sony Music, claiming that it is not Michael Jackson singing on three of these songs on the first posthumous album they released, the Michael album. They're saying it was another guy, not Michael, and that it should be, you know, that this should be rectified. The court threw it out. They said that this is opinion, not fact. The estate and the record company have produced fact, and that it was Michael Jackson. So, goodbye. Michael Jackson estate. One thing we did learn through this whole proceeding, by the way, is the Michael Jackson estate is doing very, very well. That it's been earning, you know, upwards of $75 million a year.
Wow.
And merchandise and song royalties and things like that.
That's up there with what? What's Elvis produce a year?
Elvis, my guess, I'd have to look, but my guess is Elvis is probably somewhere in between the 30s and the 50s of the millions. Because that's tailed off over the years. But Michael's still making big money, although interestingly, he still has some big debts that need to be paid off.
Are there, is there a story about Thriller this morning?
Oh, there's going to be they're going to release a 3D version of the Thriller video in theaters. That's going to be coming out later this year.
All right. That's what I heard, yeah. All right. Very good. Well, Gary, thanks for the Thursday morning edition of Music News.
Thanks for letting me do it a day early. And next week we'll talk all about, next week if I'm out,
exactly.
By then we'll talk all about what it's like. And in the meantime, have a great holiday weekend.
All right. You too. Gary, we'll talk to you next week.